Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Benjamin's territory was small to begin with, 25 miles from the Jordan River to the neighboring tribe of Dan, and 12 miles north to south. It was one of the smallest regions distributed and grew even smaller in time. In fact, Jerusalem had been included in Benjamin's inheritance since the demarcation line ran along the Gehinnom Valley, the southern limit of the city. But it was soon ceded to Joshua, making Benjamin the smallest inheritance of all. Yet the number of fighting men in their tribe was substantial, sixth in overall size. They had 13,000 more soldiers than Ephraim, although Ephraim received a parcel twice the size. Like a buffer between Judah to the south and Joseph's double inheritance to the north, Benjamin sat on a saddle of land between what would be the two power centers in Israel, Samaria to the north and Jerusalem to the south. We read, quote, "The territory of their lot came out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph," Joshua 18:11. Thus, while it was small, less than 300 square miles, it was strategic. It included 26 cities, among them Gilgal, military headquarters during the conquest, Jericho, the city of palms, Gibeah, Saul's seat, Bethel, one of Samuel's judging points, as well as Ramah, Gibeon, and Jerusalem. Was this in Moses' thoughts when he prophesied, quote, "Of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him who shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders," Deuteronomy 33, verse 12. The Benjamites were fierce fighters, boasting both Sauls in their tribe. One started well and finished badly, confessing, quote, "I have played the fool," 1 Samuel 26:21. The other started badly and finished well, saying, "I have kept the faith," 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. Some difference.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.